Sock the Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Bechairais, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. By a Pchar, as well as all Kachim, there is an Isser to shear the wool, or to shear of hair. This is true even by a Behema that has a Mum, and you redeemed it. A Behema that has a Mum and you redeemed it, you're allowed to shecht it and eat it, but you can't shear off its wool. That's learned from a Pasik, Tizbach, you can shecht it, but the Vulai Giza, no cutting of the wool. So the same is true for a Bchar Balmum. Even though a Bchar Balmum works different than a regular behemoth that's a Balmum, meaning regular Hegdish that's a Balmum, you can just shecht it and eat it, but you can't shear off the wool or cut off its hair. Now, what if I'm about to shecht this Bchar? And I see this hair on the neck in the Mokeh Meshchita. You have to remove those hairs. You have to, like, make the place clean and open for the Shechita. Why can't you have hair where you want a shecht? One of the psulei shechita that we learned about is called chaloda. Chaloda means that the knife can't be covered. It has to be revealed. So if the knife is under the hair and you can't see it, that could pasul the shechita. So I have to move the hair away or clear the place for shechita. So zakta mishnah, oisem mokem bekoifetz, you can take your meat cleaver and make place mikana mikana on both sides, the toilish haseyar, and rip out the hair. Now you're going to rip out the hair with your hand. Really, minatayr, it's always mutter to pluck out hair or take the wool off with your hand. But there's an issur d'rabbanan not to do it. Here, the d'rabbanan said you can do it. Ubalvad, provided, shalo yizazenu mimakayma, you can't remove the hanging hair from its place. Leave it like all tzimish, connected, dangling. I just want you to be able to clear the place for the shechita. The reason I don't want you to remove it, it shouldn't look like you're shearing kachim. You're taking off the wool by a behemoth that's kachim. B'chein, same is true for hatoilesh es haseir. If someone wants to rip out with his hand the hair of a behemoth of kachim, we're a mum. And again, over here, we're talking about where he wants to pluck out the hair l'tzarech mitzvah, because it's mamish by the place of the mum. And I need the chacham to look at the mum and say, oh, this is a good mum. It's not a good mum. So I want to remove the hair lirois mekayim hamum, so that the chacham can look at the place of the mum, and he can be koveya whether this is the type of mum that passels it for hakrava. So here too, you're allowed to pluck it out by hand. So again, Rabbi Yosi ben Meshulam teaches us, although you're not allowed to cut with a scissor the wool off a pchar or any hegdish for that matter, minatar you're allowed to pluck it by hand. The rabbanon say no, but b'makim mitzvah, like you want to get the hair out of the way to be able to shecht it, then you could. Now really, if you teach the words of the Mishnah literally, it sounds like oisem mokem b'kayfetz, you can make a place with the meat cleaver, mikana mikan, v'toilish asar, and use the knife to cut the seir, the hair. But you're not allowed to use a knife to cut the hair. So therefore, the girs in the Gemara is oisem mokem l'kayfetz. You can make room for the shechita knife, but you have to pluck it out by here. Incidentally, kaifetz means a meat cleaver. Normally you can't shecht with a cleaver. So what we mean over here is that he fashioned it in such a way that it's mutter to shecht with it. But the shechita knife has to have a lot of special halachas. So if you're using this shechita knife, you have to get the hair out of the way, and therefore you're allowed to pluck it. As long as you leave it dangling, I cut it, move it out of the way, I clear the place for the knife to shecht, but I have to leave it dangling. It shouldn't look like shearing, it's cutting the wool or hair from a behemoth that is kachim. And for that matter, let's say you want to pluck out the hair so that a chacham could look at the mum and determine whether it's a mum that taka passels it for hakrava, so you're also allowed to do it as long as you're plucking it by hand.